Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper roller session in Ableton Live 12, with that old school jungle and DNB vibe, where the groove just keeps moving, keeps breathing, and never feels overdone. The specific focus here is the mid-bass blend, so we're not chasing some huge festival drop energy. We're doing the opposite, really. We're making a controlled, hypnotic section where the sub, the mid-bass, and the edited breaks all lock together like one living rhythm section. If you get this right, the track feels weighty without being muddy, detailed without being busy, and dark without losing momentum. That's the sweet spot. We're going to work in three main areas: the sub layer, the mid-bass layer, and the drum edits. Then we'll glue everything together on the bus, automate movement across phrases, and finish by resampling the whole thing so we can turn the groove into editable audio. That's where it starts to feel like proper jungle craft. Let's start with the setup. Open a new Live 12 project and set the tempo around 172 BPM. That's a really nice home base for old school leaning jungle and roller DNB. Now create three groups: drums, bass, and effects or edits. In the drums group, load your break loop and any supporting kick or snare layers. In the bass group, create two separate MIDI tracks, one for SUB and one for MID bass. Route both of those into a bass bus so you can process them together later. If you've got a reference track, mute it and place it in the session. Don't copy it, just use it to compare balance, low-end density, and stereo width. That's especially useful in this style because the mix is really about relationships. Not just sound design, but how the drums and bass talk to each other. A small workflow tip here: name your clips by function. So instead of vague names like bass 1 or loop 3, use names like sub roll 01, mid rese, break edit fill 2. That sounds basic, but in an advanced session it saves you a ton of time when you start mutating the arrangement. Now let's build the sub first. Use operator on the SUB track and start with a sine wave. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and keep it committed to the rhythm. In the amp envelope, set a very fast attack, a short to medium decay, sustain around zero or slightly under, and a short release. You want the sub to feel solid and controlled, not blurry or floppy. For the line itself, don't overplay. This is old school roller logic. Fewer notes, better placed notes. Think one bar or two bar phrases with a bit of repetition. Let the drums do the work of creating forward motion, and let the sub support the pocket rather than trying to be the main event. After operator, add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive it only a little, just enough to help the sub translate on smaller speakers. You're not distorting the life out of it. You're just giving it a touch of harmonic presence so it stays audible without getting boomy. That's an important mindset in DNB. The sub needs to be stable. If the sub is too wild or too rich harmonically, it starts fighting the kick transient and the whole roller loses that locked-in feeling. Now move to the mid-bass. This is where a lot of the character lives. For an old-school jungle feel, a restyle texture works really well. You can build that with Waveatable, analog, or operator. Waveatable is a nice choice if you want easy movement, but any of them can work. Start with a saw-based or detuned oscillator setup and keep the unison restrained. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. You want tension, not a giant super saw cloud. Keep the filter in a low-pass or band-pass style, and don't overdo the resonance. A little movement goes a long way here. The big idea is that the mid-bass should feel more like percussion than harmony. It should reinforce the drum pocket. If you can nod your head to the bass line, but you're not hearing it like a lead riff, you're in the right zone. Add auto filter to create motion. Automate the cutoff over time, maybe living somewhere between a darker closed setting and a more open, biting tone. You can also add roar or saturator after that if you want some dirt and pressure. But again, don't chase aggression just for the sake of it. In a roller, the mid-bass has to blend, not dominate. A good trick here is to imagine the break deciding the bass density. If the break is busy, keep the bass more restrained. If the break opens up, you can let the mid-bass become a little more animated. They're not separate parts. They're one composite rhythm section. Now let's shape the blend. On the bass bus, use EQA to clean up the relationship between the layers. Keep the sub clean and high-pass the mid-bass so it's not dumping unnecessary low-end into the mix. Usually somewhere around 70 to 100 Hz on the mid-layer is a good starting point, depending on the actual sound. If the mid-bass feels woolly, pull a little from the 200 to 350 Hz area. If it gets nasal or harsh, check around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. You're listening for the spot where it starts to feel like it has character, not clutter. Also use utility to check width. For this style, the low-end information needs to stay mostly mono. The sub should definitely be mono, and the mid-bay should usually stay fairly narrow too. You might allow a little width in the upper part of the layer, but keep the real weight centered. If the base gets too wide, it stops feeling like a roller and starts feeling detached from the brake. Now let's talk about the drums, because this is where the magic really starts. Take a classic brake, like an Amen or a Think style source, or build a chopped pattern from individual hits. Warp it in beats mode so you preserve the swing while tightening the transients. You want it punchy, but not sterilized. The big thing here is editing the brake so it feels like it's playing with the bass, not just looping behind it. Add ghost snares. Drop tiny cuts before snare hits. Leave short pockets of silence so the bass can breathe. In this style, negative space is powerful. Sometimes one missing hit feels heavier than adding three extra ones. Try thinking in 4-bar cycles. Every 4 bars, make some kind of subtle change. Remove a kick layer. Add a ghost snare. Insert a reverse tick. Do a small stutter fill. It doesn't have to be dramatic. In fact, it shouldn't be dramatic. The point is to keep the loop alive and mutating. That's a really important old-school concept. The ear locks into repetition, then notices a tiny shift, and suddenly the whole groove feels fresh again. Now let's glue the drums and bass together. Put glue compressor on the drum bus and keep it gentle. We're talking just a little bit of gain reduction, enough to smooth the brake edits without flattening the transients. If you compress the brakes too hard, you lose the snap that makes jungle feel alive. On the bass bus, you can use compression or glue compressor if needed, and maybe sidechain a little from the kick or even the drum bus. Keep it subtle. You want the bass to breathe, not pump like a house track. Just enough movement to let the groove breathe around the drums. If the mid-bass needs more attitude, drum bus can work nicely on that layer. Use it lightly. A bit of drive, maybe a little transient emphasis, but keep the sub clean. That separation is one of the biggest keys to getting a professional roller sound. Now we start arranging. A roller isn't just a loop, it's a loop with controlled evolution. So over 8 or 16 bars, automate the tone of the mid-bass, the filter movement, maybe even the width very slightly during transitions, and the drum edits. For example, start the first 2 bars with the bass a bit darker and more closed. Then open it up slightly over the next 2 bars, maybe add a little more drive. Then at bar 5 or 6, introduce a tiny new note or a short octave flick. By bar 7 or 8, pull things back a little so the next phrase can hit with more impact. That rise and reset is what gives the section shape. In jungle and DNB, the arrangement often feels huge because it knows when not to give everything away at once. A really useful technique here is call and response. Let the bass phrase answer the drum groove, then let the drum fill answer the bass. If you change the bass, consider whether the drums should respond in the next half bar. That conversation between elements is a big part of the language of jungle. For example, you might remove one bass note at the end of a 4-bar phrase and replace it with a little break fill. Or you might duplicate the bass MIDI clip, take out one hit, shift another slightly earlier, and use that tiny change to create a new counter. That kind of micro-editing is exactly what makes a roller feel intentional. Once the loop is working, resample it. This is one of the most useful advanced moves in the whole lesson. Record the bass bus, or even the full drums and bass blend, onto a new audio track. Then start treating it like source material. Slice it. Reverse little hits. Create stutters. Pull out tiny fragments and use them as new fills. You can even drop the resampled audio into simpler in slice mode and build a playable edit instrument from it. That's a really nice way to keep your fills locked to the original groove, because they're literally made from the groove itself. This is the point, where the track stops feeling like separate layers and starts feeling like one rhythmic organism. Before you finish, do a proper mix check. Listen in mono. Make sure the sub still holds up and the bass doesn't disappear. Check that the break is still readable, especially the ghost notes and snare detail. Listen for harshness in the mid-bass around the upper mid-range, especially if it starts poking out between 2 and 5 kHz. And very importantly, don't chase loudness while you're writing. Old-school DNB rollers often feel massive because of space, weight, and tension, not because everything is slammed. Leave headroom. Let the groove speak. Also check it at lower volume. If the bass and brake relationship still feels compelling quietly, you're probably in a great place. If the energy collapses when you turn it down, the groove may be depending too much on raw tone instead of rhythm and phrasing. A quick recap. Keep the sub clean, mono, and rhythmically simple. Treat the mid-bass like percussion, not a melody lead. Let the break and the bass work together as one composite rhythm section. Use small edits and automation every 4 or 8 bars. And when the groove feels right, Resample it so you can shape it like audio and make the arrangement even more cohesive. If you want to push this further, try two versions of the same 8-bar roller. Make one restrained and dark, with subtle movement and minimal edits. Then make another one a little more aggressive, with stronger harmonic drive and a resampled bass chop. Keep the same sub-line in both and compare how the drum edit changes the energy. That comparison is incredibly educational, because it teaches you how much of the roller vibe comes from balance, not complexity. All right, that's the session. Build the groove, respect the pocket, and let the edits breathe. When the drums and bass start feeling like one machine, you'll know you're in that real jungle zone.